Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, April the 26th, 2010. Wow, it's almost hard to believe that 4 months of 2010 have almost passed. Well, in this podcast, I want to talk a little bit about a man in the Bible named Gideon. This is one of the people listed in Hebrews 11 as one of the greatest believers. Yet, when the angel of God first came to him, he had absolutely no hope. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the background, but Israel had suffered from the Midianites for 7 years. Food was scarce. Gideon was up threshing some wheat, trying to keep out of sight from the Midianites so that they wouldn't steal it. Not exactly the picture of a great believer, is it? Well, when the angel of God first speaks to Gideon, his response is very negative. Oh yeah, where are all the miracles that we've heard about? Where's God in the situation? Look at what we're going through. You know something? God has totally forsaken us. Wow. Is that the kind of talk of someone who is listed with the greatest believers of all time? But you see, at this point in Gideon's life, he had no hope. No hope in God. And if you have no hope in God, no expectation of his help, it's pretty hard to believe God, isn't it? Well, the angel goes on to tell him that he, Gideon, shall save Israel because God is sending him. Yeah, right. And that was his response. You got the wrong guy here. We're a poor family, and I'm at the bottom of the barrel. You know something? You're at the wrong house. One of the great believers? Well, the angel persisted, telling him that God would be with him and that he'd smite the Midianites as if they were one man. Now, at this point in the record, there is a bit of a change. Gideon starts to consider, just consider. He begins to entertain the possibility that there could be hope. There's really nothing yet for him to specifically believe. How is he supposed to save Israel? What exactly is he supposed to do? So there's nothing specific to believe, but God is trying to get him to the point of having hope and expectation that God will bring a solution, that God will bring him something that he can believe. You know, two things that I find remarkable in this record of Gideon, and there are a lot of things in the record that I like, but two things that are really remarkable. One, God's patience with him. Our God is the God of all hope. He wants us to have hope, expectation that he can and will bring us solutions. And if God could be so patient with Gideon, how about you and me? Secondly, if you're familiar with this record, Gideon does become hopeful in God. He gets to a point of having expectation and anticipation that God will bring a solution. He still doesn't know what the solution is, but his having hope inspires many, many more to also have hope. One man having hope is inspiring to others to have hope. Well, 32,000 men came to join in the fight. And again, if you know the story, God said, you know what, that's way too many to fight against an army estimated at around 145,000. Well, you know, they end up with 300 men. And finally, God gives Gideon specific instructions that he can now choose to believe. Yeah, pitchers and trumpets, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And you know something? Gideon chooses to believe, and they're very successful. Too often people are quick to say, well, just believe God. Well, believe what? You see, if someone has lost hope, then they really can't believe God. They need to get hope. They need to have expectation and anticipation that God will provide what they need and that God will open some doors so that they can then have something specific to believe so that they can get the results that will bless their lives. You know, when we say, put our hope in God, our expectation in God, who is God? I mean, think about this. How many different ways does God describe himself in the Bible? God is love. God is light. He's the God of peace. He's the God of comfort, a God of abundance, a God of power, a God of deliverance, a healing God. Once he described himself as I am. He's our Father. You see, having hope in God is recognizing who God is and how he can absolutely relate to any situation we're going through. I can have hope in God, expectation in God, who is unlimited in His resources to bring a solution for my finances. I look to Him and I expect Him to help me and to bring a solution. And until I have something specific to believe, I look for and expect His help. Oh, sure, anything I already know specifically I would do, like giving and stewardship, but you see, my hope is in the God of all resources. I can have hope in God, expectation in God, who is a God of healing, and He desires that I be in health. I am looking to Him, expecting a solution, expecting the guidance that I need. Until I get something specific, I continue to look to and expect my God of healing to bring a solution to me. Far too many people are like Gideon. Where are all the miracles? Yeah, where's the deliverance? Yeah, I read in the Bible about all these great things happening. Where is it? I'm not seeing it. You see, they've lost hope. We need to do whatever it takes to rekindle hope in our God, expectation in our God. Remind ourselves of who God is and what He has done in the past and what He can still do today and tomorrow. Because if we lose hope, then we slowly give up our free will, something that God sees as so very important in our lives. God would have us moving forward, living our lives, enjoying our lives, making choices and decisions the best that we can, and continuing to look to Him with expectation and hope of greater days ahead. Well, that's it for this podcast. Have you got a comment? If you do, why not just type it in down below, because we'd love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check and see if I posted something new, because every time there's a new post, it'll be sent to you personally. It doesn't cost you anything to subscribe either, whether you do that by email or RSS. And when you do subscribe for free, as my way of saying thank you, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link right below with some information. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.